I first found myself in Alcoholics Anonymous in the Philippines, of all places. And that's where I first kind of got into the rooms. I didn't really follow the program very well. I'd always had a problem with the whole God aspect of AA and NA and stuff. So I was kind of half-assing in it. And so I never really had much more than could never really string much more than about 6 months sobriety together before I would, have a wild hair grow out my ass and I'd be off out,
A what?
doing my thing. A wild hair.
I've heard I've heard a lot of things before, but I've never heard that.
No, that was just the kind of the cyclic nature that I would get into. I'm sure a lot of people know this one. You get sober for a period of time, build everything back up again, and then promptly throw it all out the window. So I was kind of caught in that loop, and I was in the end, I was in Southern California, Northern California. I was going to AA in a place called Fairfax, which is in Marin County, and some LSD passed in front of me one day, and I grabbed it. I could feel that I had a relapse coming just around the corner, and I knew what had been going on in Saskatchewan in the 1950s at Weyburn, how they were Dr. Osmond was using LSD and a lot of other psychedelics actually with alcoholics. And having I think a 45% success rate with one or two sittings for a complete abstinence. So knowing that, I went into an LSD journey with that intention.
So you were abstinent at the time, like you weren't at a party loaded and give me some of that, it was a
I wasn't, no. And I'd had 6 months and I could feel another relapse coming. And like I say, I could never get more than this together, And so I took the LSD with that intention. I didn't use eye mask as such, but I kind of put a playlist together and had speakers on either side of me, and I just went into a journey, which was really revolved around my problematic drug and alcohol use. And within 4 hours, I knew that my relationship with alcohol was over. Kind of
So,
simple as that, really.
tell us a little bit about that journey. So you went into this, you were alone. You went home alone, music, dropped it, hope for the best. Here we go. Can you tell us a bit about the journey?